The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said, "Ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And upon my servants and upon my handmaidens will I pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Yeah. Peter said, "Neither is any other name given among heaven, under heaven, among men, whereby we must be saved." My friend, if you ever get saved, you're going to have to call on Jesus. And by the way, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon. Will you pray with me? Our Father, we are grateful for the blessed hope that we have in the return of our Lord. He promised that he would come back for us, and we are looking for him day by day. And I read in your word, "Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without a sin offering unto salvation." Bless this service. Our dear brother Getch, as he comes to preach, all the music and everything that is done, may it be to the honor and glory of Jesus Christ, for whom we look and pray he will come soon. In his name with thanksgiving, amen.